help us to commence with hymn 645. Dangerous is the path we go in this wilderness below, savage beasts of every kind aiming to distress the mind. 645.
as we together from the Word of God, from the Epistle of Jude, reading together from the Epistle of Jude. Jude, servant of Jesus Christ, brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called, mercy unto you, and peace, and love, be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withered, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And Lord, bless that portion of his word to us and help us in prayer. Lord, once more we come before thee. Lord, we are conscious again of all needed help and grace, and in particular the anointing of thy Holy Spirit, not only to pervade over this gathering, but in a very real and personal way, in and upon each one of us, to draw our hearts and our minds up unto thyself, that we might once more, and at this time, be true seekers in Zion. And, O Lord, we do pray that we might know indeed the effectual working of thy power upon us, to bring us, Lord, into the blessings and the benefits of thy gospel grace. Lord, we feel our need of thee, but, Lord, we come desiring, Lord, that thou wilt draw near to us and bless us and cause our souls to live once more upon thyself and upon thy person and all that thou hast done for us at Calvary's tree. Lord, we do not believe that we shall ever tire, Lord, of the blessedness of Calvary's cross. Lord, how often and many times hast thou drawn our poor faith to Calvary's tree. Oh, once more to behold thee, and that we should again be brought to see the greatness of our redemption through thy precious blood. Lord, what great mercy it is to be drawn to thee in this way, for here indeed not only the whole of our salvation, but all the blessings of the gospel, of the grace of our God, which is shed abroad in our hearts, is made manifest unto us. And so, Lord, we want to enter into those blessings this evening hour. The glorious mercy that is found in the person of Jesus, and that mercy that we know and experience day by day in our hearts and lives, but in all things spiritual and all things providential. O Lord, we do pray, draw near to us in all our paths, and help us to continue in thy name, And Lord, to know what it is to live a life of prayer unto Thee, committing all our cause and our concerns and interests into Thine ever merciful hands. And Lord, in committing all unto Thee, Lord, that we might also wait upon Thee, that Thou wilt come in due course and answer all our prayers and our petitions. And if there are any that are still waiting, Lord, still anxious, still desirous that Thou wilt appear to them, O Lord, give to them that patient waiting upon Thee, and that they may, Lord Jesus, be enabled, Lord, to know and to depend upon Thee, for Thou hast promised to all those that call upon Thee, call unto Me, and I will answer Thee and show Thee great and mighty things which Thou knowest not. And then also they shall call upon My name, and I will hear them. Lord, help them to wait upon Thee. And Lord, Thy favoured time to draw near to them. And Lord, we pray also that Thou wilt enable us continually to offer up to Thee the praise of thanksgiving to Thy name. For Thou hast done great things for us, not only in our salvation and redemption, but that Thou art that one that doth take us by the hand to lead us forth day by day. And we do thank Thee, Lord, that we are indeed those under Thy care and Thy keeping. And, O Lord, we do pray that Thou wilt truly lead us forth in a right way and unto a city of habitation. Be with us then, Lord, and help us to commit prayerfully all our concerns to Thee in respect of our homes and our families and our businesses. O Lord, we would be mindful of Thee, for that Thou art in every part of our lives. May we not forget Thee, Lord, and leave Thee out and forget Thee. Lord, we have to solemnly confess that this indeed is a great failing with us. Oh, do help us to come to Thee and to commit all to Thee and to wait upon Thee in respect of our daily lives. And, Lord, our homes and our families and those that are near and dear to us, help us, Lord, to commit them into Thine ever merciful hands. And we do pray, Lord, hear Thy church and Thy people that gather together week by week and in Thy name. O, appear unto them, Lord, in Thy word and in the gospel as it is preached and set forth. O, that, Lord, they may receive at Thy hand tokens of Thine eternal love. O, that they may receive at Thy hand, Lord, those answers to all their petitions and all their needs, as the ministry of the word is opened up unto them. And particularly we may think of those who are earnestly seeking and pressing and with a fervency upon their spirit to know Thee in Thy salvation. O Lord, we do pray, lead them gently on and guide them and show them, Lord, that Thou art indeed their Saviour and their Redeemer. For He that hath begun a good work in you will complete until the day of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we do pray, appear unto any that truly are seekers in Zion and bowed down in respect of their sin. but looking to Jesus. So, Lord, undertake for them. And, Lord, we do pray that Thou wilt, Lord, at this time, Lord, subdue all sin, and let not sin have dominion over us. O Lord, Thou knowest how many times we appear before Thee, and we have to confess, and solemnly so, those besetting sins in word and thought and deed. And, Lord Jesus, the solemn truth of the corruptions of a fallen carnal nature. O Lord, we're not exempt from these things. We're not exempt from this body of death. We're not exempt, Lord, that when we would do good, evil is present with us. Thy servant Paul truly knew and understood these things. And Lord, we do pray and thank Thee as we are brought and Lord, made humble and low, confessing, repenting that there is in Jesus a blessed and a glorious remedy. Oh, that fountain opened for sin and uncleanness, and in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that fountain of Thy precious blood, still open today, still full and flowing, and always able to pardon crimson sins, to heal and to restore, and to make whole and complete. And what mercy, Lord, do we prove Thy precious and infinite blood to be, day by day, that is able, Lord, to cleanse and heal. And so, Lord, Thou art faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And, Lord, we do thank Thee that Thou dost appear for us. Lord, how could we continue, Lord, with such a burden and guilt of sin upon our conscience, unless, Lord, there is the blessing and the mercy that publican was brought to discover. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, truly that prayer might have been a prayer of his, day in and day out, but oh, it stands good. The precious blood of Jesus. Oh, we thank Thee, Lord, that if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Also help us, Lord, to continue, but keep us humble, Lord, before Thee. May we be humble walkers, and may we be enabled, Lord, to know the blessing and the truth, what it is indeed to walk with God. And as Thy servant, Noah, who walked with God. Oh, help us to walk before Thee, walkers who are doers, and Lord, in the profession of our faith, coming to the ordinances of Thy house, seeking Thee, venturing to the throne of grace, calling upon Thee, and then also the blessing and the truth, knowing what it is to serve Thee in our day and generation. So, Lord, be with us. Help us to cast our care upon Thee, for Thou carest for us. We pray for each, Lord, that truly the aged, the tried, the afflicted of Thy people, the fatherless, the widow, the aged, the infirmed, do draw near to each and every one. And, O Lord, poor and faint in their minds betimes. And, Lord, Thou knowest their needs. But help them, Lord, that they may by their faith look to Thee. And, Lord, that Thou wouldest give them some word in season, some gracious promise. And in particular, Lord, to be still, to know that thou art God, that God who is in the midst of thy people, and that the eternal God is thy refuge underneath the everlasting arms. Oh, bear them up, Lord. Support them and strengthen them and help them to venture their all upon thee, that they might know that thou hast borne them up and carried them and brought them thus far in their pilgrimage journey. And Lord, thou wilt never put them down, for none shall pluck them out of thy hands. And so, Lord, the sweetness of the blessing, fear not, little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Encourage them in their faith, dear Lord, that thou wilt not break the bruised reed, nor quench the smoking flax. We do pray now, Lord, be with us. Engage our hearts upon thyself and upon thy mercy, and appear for each one of us, that our time spent together may be profitable, and that thou, Lord, shouldest be raised up and exalted in the midst of us, the altogether lovely one. And, Lord, help thy servant, once more, to look to thee. Show him thy word, what thou wilt have him to speak. And we do pray through thy Spirit, that that word indeed may prosper whereto thou wilt send it. And we do pray into the hearts of each that attend upon thy word at this time, that they shall not be sent empty away. So draw near, Lord, we pray, and we ask these mercies in and through the name and in the person of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 509. Come, come, my soul, with boldness come unto the throne of grace. There Jesus sits to answer prayer and shows a smiling face. 509.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, seek to draw your attention to the Epistle of Jude and reading together from verse 21. The Epistle of Jude, reading together from verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. How needful was this word of exhortation by Jude in his general epistle, which would be amongst the Lord's dear people in general. But how needful is the word, not only as it was in the time and the period of Jude and the early church, but as much equally important to us today. What we have read together in this epistle of Jude, friends, has only become worse. It is that, friends, that truly has become worse and worse. False teachers and false prophets in the land. And there are those indeed who solemnly in verse 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the denials that are today, it truly is that is found amongst the church today in this land of ours. The deceivers, the false prophets, and those that have been led about by them. And what is there that is found greatly lacking in the churches today? It is the absence of the Holy Spirit. That is the truth, dear friends. The Spirit of God is not in the churches. Very solemnly they worship God. It is without power, you see, without the Spirit. And will indeed be most unprofitable. And that God is not in the midst of them. There are those that go about today, dear friends, speaking in the name of God. But there is so much of works and so much of man and so much of the creature mingled into their worship. In verse 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Where is our faith, dear friends? It's in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And friends, if we haven't got that religion, we haven't got anything. We've got nothing, is the truth. The Lord Jesus, at the closing of the Sermon on the Mount, truly taught us and showed to us this truth. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Friends, what a mercy it is that we are those blessed indeed, that we have a religion that came from heaven, Father, Son and Spirit, in the whole work of salvation in the person of Jesus. That is the common salvation. And friends, it isn't a salvation that needs to be supplemented, needs to be added to. No, dear friends, it doesn't require man and man's works and man's righteousness. But that's what is in most of religion today. And I say to our young friends and our young people and children, that they may be those that shall refrain from the easy believism that is about today. Believing that there is something that you can do in respect of your salvation. Jesus came to do everything, dear friends. Jesus came to do everything. And that is why, in our salvation, all that come to Jesus, they come without any strength of their own. Jesus will consume all their so-called strength, so-called knowledge, so-called wisdom. They will be brought to Jesus with nothing in their hands and lay all their claim upon his blood and righteousness. And friends, that is our religion and our faith. And that, friends, is all sufficient and all needful for us. And friends, it is a mercy to be a helpless worm fleeing to the cross of Jesus. And that is our blessing today. Just another word in respect of these that are the deceivers in the land, and before we come into the words of our text, if I can just find a word that I just marked up in respect of our thoughts. For such are false apostles, Paul writing to the church at Corinth. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Angels of light, dear friends, may the Lord help us to identify with it. One great truth, friends, will be this: the Holy Spirit's work and application in the preaching of the gospel. Another thing will be this: Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ. And friends, if he is a servant of Jesus Christ, he has been sent from heaven to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is where our faith is centered in and upon. The gracious word that they preach through the Holy Spirit. And that is our blessing and our mercy today. The Lord has sent his servants to preach his gospel. It is a holy heavenly anointing. And friends, may we discern these blessings for our souls. You know, try the spirits, dear friends. You see, now there is a solemn truth in respect of all those, indeed, who are of those deceivers and those who are seeking to lay up false words and lay a false foundation for the salvation of sinners. Now judgment will come upon all of them, is the solemn truth. But it will be a mercy if the Lord will preserve us each and keep us close to himself and to the word of his truth. Keep yourselves in the love of God. If there is anything, dear friends, that will help us to continue in our course, yes, we might find opposites. Yes, we might find those who indeed will be ready to condemn us. Those who will be ready to say that we're, as it were, too exclusive, too separate from everyone else. We are, dear friends. How many today? The word election, dear friends, it will never be heard in the churches today. No, the word of God is for everyone. And salvation is for everyone, you see. But this truth, keep yourselves in the love of God. Now, let us start from the beginning. Isn't it God that began with us? What was that word this morning that we just made mention of in Isaiah in chapter 38 in the word of our text? It says this, Hezekiah said this, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. You see, it's God that began with us, isn't it? Thou hast in love for my soul. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And the blessedness of that love is in the person of his dearly beloved Son. This is our mercy. Friends, salvation came full and free to his people. Now, if God has begun with us, it means this truth, that he loved us with an everlasting love. Yes, it was an eternal love. And in that loving kindness, he has drawn us, and he has drawn us to himself. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Now, this is the loving kindness of our God. In loving kindness have I drawn thee. They will all be drawn to Jesus. Jesus is his wonderful provision and gift to his church to bring the church unto God. You know, it is through Jesus and through his precious blood that the church are redeemed unto God the Father. How is this going to be done? Well, the word informs us that he loved us with an everlasting love. That love was in himself, you see. It was in himself. It began with him. And it is a love, dear friends, that is sovereign and to a certain number of elect people. An eternal love. And he knew them a peculiar people from the beginning. He gave them all to Jesus. Now, how is God going to bring his people to himself? He's going to draw them to Jesus. How will he draw them? Well, God, friends, has made every provision whereby the church will be drawn to himself. Not one of them, friends, who has cast his everlasting love upon... Friends, this may be an encouragement, friends, for you. For the seekers, because none that are found seek, they shall not fail, dear friends, to come to him. What a mercy it is to be anxious, friends. Fleeing to Jesus, well, he has made every provision. And that provision is in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us just look at one or two ways where God will bring his people unto himself and show his great love to them. First, he will meet with them, dear friends. Each and every one, he will meet with them, and he will not fail to meet with them, because, friends, there will be no absentees in heaven. He will meet with every one of them. Now, friends, it is in God's providence and in the covenant of grace where and when the Lord will meet with them. We have the occasion shown to us in the Gospels of those that the Lord met with. We have that 500-pence debtor. Oh, she was an awful sinner, but the Lord met with her. It was by the Gospel. We have the woman of Samaria. The Lord met with her. You see, he wasn't going to fail, friends, to gather those whom he loved. No, this is where he shows his love to his people. He met with Zacchaeus. Yes, today is salvation come to this house. Dear friends, first, I believe that they will be drawn into the ordinances of God's house. I believe, friends, that they will be brought there. That is where the word of the Lord is. That is where the gospel is preached. We have an indication of that in the Acts of the Apostles. The Lord began with Lydia, and she was found in that place where prayer was wont to be made. A certain woman named Lydia. A certain woman, dear friends, but an elect and chosen and elect woman of grace, you see. The Lord would not fail to gather her in. A city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened. Ah, can we see the ordinances of God's house, whose heart the Lord opened, you see. And who was it that was preaching to her? Jude says, the servant of Jesus Christ. Well, Paul was a servant of Jesus Christ. You see, and the Lord sent him to that little place where prayer was wont to be made. That she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. She received the blessing, dear friends. And then there is another way that the Lord will use to bring his people to himself. It will be by the scriptures of truth. He will use the scriptures of truth as a means, dear friends, to bring us to himself. Those that have become anxious, those that are now coming to the house of God's prayer, the ordinances of his house, they will be anxious, friends, and taking up the scriptures. Oh, they will want to know. They will be seeking their salvation. And friends, this is where the Lord speaks, you see, to his people. This is where he speaks to them, you see. And they're looking, seeking earnestly and bind through the Spirit that the Lord will come to them. Have we got an example of this? We have, dear friends. In the Acts of the Apostles once more, we have this truth. In respect of the Ethiopian eunuch. He was in a desert, dear friends. The Lord knew where he was. He could never be lost, dear friends. And the Lord comes where the ones and the twos gather together, doesn't he? There was only one here. The Ethiopian eunuch. What was he doing, dear friends, when the Lord sent his minister to him? He was reading the scriptures. And he was reading from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, wasn't he? He didn't understand much. He had to ask Philip who this man was speaking of, himself or some other man. And there, friends, was the blessing to that man. It began in the scriptures. It was seeking. And the Lord used those scriptures, opened up the precious truths in respect of Jesus, and the blessing came to him. What other means will there be to an anxious soul, dear friends? Will it not be prayer? Will they not be a prayerful people? I believe that, you know, when the Lord began to work in my soul and show to me my need, all these things, dear friends, were such a blessing to me. I just wanted to be in the Lord's house. That was where he speaks to us. You see, burdened with sin, guilt of sin upon the conscience, sorrowing with a godly sorrow for sin. You see, in the Lord's house, that's where I wanted to be. And taking up the scriptures, and reading the scriptures and seeking the Lord's word, like I'd never searched it before. And then praying, dear friends. Praying, just as Saul of Tarsus. You see, when a man becomes concerned and burdened with sin, as Saul of Tarsus was when the Lord laid him low, that Jesus said unto Ananias, "Behold, he prayeth." And friends, Saul of Tarsus might have prayed many prayers. They were usually those prayers that were mechanical. You know, the prayers of the scribes and the Pharisees. But this time Jesus heard him. "Behold, he prayeth." The same with Cornelius. He was a devout man, a godly man. And you see, the Lord heard his prayers. They came up a memorial before the Lord. He was anxious. He was calling upon the name of the Lord. See, the Lord will meet with his people. Those that are earnest, those that are seeking. He won't leave them, dear friends. What a mercy it is to continue and to press on. And this is the blessing of God. Is given to us every way and provision, whereby, dear friends, his people shall be brought to himself. And then there is just one last thought in respect of this. They will often be brought now to meditate and to contemplate, just like Isaac went into the fields to meditate. And friends, when the Lord is beginning a work of grace, they will be considering, contemplating. Why, friends? Because there is that that is being divinely wrought upon them. Friends, a power working in them, dear friends, that they've never known and experienced before. And they will be contemplating and meditating upon the way that the Lord is drawing them unto himself. And so we have every means whereby the Lord will bring his people to Jesus. And there, dear friends, in his blessed person, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Dear friends, when we've known the blessedness of our pardon, we will know the blessedness of the love of God to us. Friends, it's an abounding love. It's a love, dear friends, that we shall never be able to fully comprehend in and of ourselves. Our poor minds, finite minds, friends, will never be enabled to grasp this great love that should come to us. And this, friends, is the blessing over all this that we've read before. the deceivers, those dear friends that are ready to speak in the name of the Lord and to bring you up some other way into the sheepfold. It's in John chapter 10, verse 1. Jesus says, He is the door. And this is our mercy today. But beware of these dear friends. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Friends, this isn't the way of the gospel. Jesus says, I am the door to the sheepfold. And Jesus is the way into the sheepfold. What is that way? It is the cross at Calvary. That is the way into the sheepfold of God's grace. And it is through Jesus. Lord, friends, what love is shown here for his people. Now this love, keep yourselves in the love of God. Well, there are one or two ways, indeed, in which we can keep ourselves in the love of God. The love of Jesus Christ constraineth us. Isn't that a rich mercy, dear friends? The constraint of Christ's love in and upon our souls. Oh, that is the wonderful mercy of the cross. You see, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the evidence and the token of Christ's sufferings and death in the soul of a poor sinner. And then the love of Christ constraineth us. You know, great will be that love of Jesus in the soul. But oh, may the Lord help us to be found constrained under his love, influenced under his love. And why, dear friends? For this truth. It was in the first hymn, it was in the second hymn. We have enemies. We have enemies, dear friends. The first enemy we shall name is the world. What an influence that is, dear friends. And when we think of the world and all the pleasures, all the vanity of this world, the greatness of its influence, what a mercy it is if the love of Christ constraineth us. You know, when the Lord drew us to himself, he weaned us from this world, dear friends, so that we should never have an appetite for this world anymore. You see, we must understand the truth. Jesus said to Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. And it isn't, dear friends. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're not a part of it, dear friends. And we have the scriptures of truth so important to us that when the Lord called us out by and through his grace, it was a calling which indeed weaned us from all that is of this world and all that is of self, all that is of creature. It says in Micah chapter 2 and verse 10, arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted, it shall destroy you. Ah, dear friends, keep yourselves in the love of God. Oh, let the love of Christ constrain thy poor soul to him. Flee this world, dear friends. You see, all its pleasures, all its sin, and you see the hand of Satan Friends, is in everything in this world. All the pleasures of this world. All the sin, friends, in this world. All the craft and Satan is found in everything. Love not the world, neither the things that are of the world. But what a mercy it is. There is a looking away from the world and a looking to Jesus. It is He alone, friends, that constraineth His people to lay hold upon Him. You see, we have no continuing city here. No continuing city here. And there's nothing, friends, here that we can lay our poor faith upon and trust in at all. Nothing at all. We have no continuing city here. The church seek one to come. And that is our mercy. We do not belong here, dear friends. It is the place where the Lord indeed has raised us up and brought us to Him. But you see, when Jesus prayed to His Heavenly Father, He prayed for each one of His dear people whom He saved and redeemed. And he prayed in His prayer, Father, I will, that those, if I can just remember it, it is in respect of the world. Jesus was leaving the world, and oh, the prayer of the Lord Jesus is the prayer which belongs to each one of us. He says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. And it is the love of Christ, friends, that will constrain us. What a mercy it is then. And then we have world flesh as well. You know, ourselves. We cannot keep ourselves, dear friends. Not at all. Jesus informed His disciples in respect of that. Without Me ye can do nothing. And we cannot, dear friends. We're weak, we're poor, we're helpless. There's nothing in ourselves so that we can save ourselves, not by nature. No, dear friends. We are dependent upon the Lord. Sometimes the Lord may be pleased to leave us to ourselves, to show to us from time to time that we cannot keep ourselves. He may correct us and show to us the solemn truth of our helplessness and weakness. He put Peter in the sieve of Satan, didn't He? It was for Peter's good, wasn't it? Peter was very bold and very proud in his nature. But you see, friends, that is not the nature of the Lord's dear people. No. And so he had to be humbled and broken down. But what a mercy it was. I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. So what a mercy it is, dear friends, to pray continually that the Lord will save us and keep us from ourselves and from, friends, carnality, from this world, you see, carnality. We're not of this world. And then to save us from the devil. You know, he is a roaring lion, dear friends. He seeks to catch thy feet. He doesn't want thee, dear friends, to follow Jesus. Satan doesn't. No, dear friends. He seeks to catch thy feet. He will put all manner of snares before thee. Friends, he will. Make no mistake about it. He is always at the right hand of his people, ready to resist them. David on one occasion was caught up with Satan, numbering the people. Satan got into his heart. And friends, he will come into our hearts. He looketh for our weaknesses, You see, and he will find his way in. But keep yourselves in the love of God. Oh, isn't it this the truth, really? That the love of Christ constraineth us. Oh, it is, dear friends. What a mercy it is to have the love of Christ in and upon our spirit. Cannot dwell too long upon these things, but it is the love of Christ. And just notice the previous word above the words of our text. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You see, keep yourselves in the love of God, prayer and faith. God gives us these gifts, doesn't he? To help us to continue in our walk and path here below. And another thought just coming into my mind, keep yourselves in the love of God. Friends, to speak well of God. To find that conversation. To continue to dwell upon the blessedness of God. What it is to be found one of his children. What it is indeed to know the truth of walking with God. You see, keep yourselves in the love of God. Oh, may that be our blessing, dear friends. And then this truth, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will always be looking for this mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. But let us just see very quickly and briefly how this mercy came unto us. The solemn truth in respect of us, that we were those indeed by and through the fall of our first parents, that God indeed not only banished Adam and Eve from the garden, but all his posterity, that we were enemies to God. But mercy, friends, came out of Eden's garden. Mercy came out, dear friends, the seed of the woman. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This is the mercy. Let us see, friends, how that came to pass. You see, the promise, it was a promise, wasn't it? We've been speaking a little of the promises of the Lord. Something, a word that we can rely on and trust in. And then the word unto Abraham. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. This was again that promise of that mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ, where all families of the earth should be blessed. Coming towards the precious truth of the promise, we have in the book of Psalms and in Psalm 89, this truth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore. And that is essentially in this truth, and in this like manner, as grace was poured into his lips, so grace was poured out of his lips into the souls of poor sinners. So it is with this mercy. This mercy of our God is with Jesus. And friends, every blessing of this mercy that we shall know and come into the experience of flows through Jesus. This is the mercy of our God through Jesus. And it flows out to us, dear friends, and through Jesus. Now the promise is this, the truth, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. Jesus was promised, and the faith of the church, the Old Testament church, was in and upon the faithfulness of God's word, of him that should come. And this is the mercy. As Zacharias, the Lord opened his mouth and through his spirit, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father, Abraham. And Jesus came and performed that mercy. Zacharias prayed for it. And where is that mercy to be found, dear friends? It is in the mercy that flows through his precious blood at Calvary. That is the mercy. It is the same mercy that publican cried for. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And what a mercy it is, friends. It is mercy full and free. Mercy through the precious blood of Jesus. That precious infinite blood, able to cleanse and to heal from all sin and all defilement. And friends, there is no case too bad or too hard for the pure, precious blood of Jesus to cleanse and to heal. This is the encouragement. And it is a mercy, if any, come into the words of our text, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. I thought of that word in Isaiah chapter 45, and wherein his salvation is found in one blessed and glorious person. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And that is in the person of Jesus. You know, Jesus as God. You know, dear friends, it isn't the blood of a mere man. That wouldn't do anybody any good, would it? It is as the blood of God, dear friends. That infinite, precious blood of Jesus as God. The blood of a mere man, friends, will do nothing for anyone. And it is called the blood of God in the Acts of the Apostles. And so it is. And Jesus, you see, remember that he had power to forgive sins, and he, as God, hath power to forgive sins. The Son of Man hath power to forgive sins, and it is Jesus as God. And so, this truth, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, may many, may all here know what it is to come into this mercy that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is at Calvary's tree, dear friends. That is where mercy is to be found. That is where the sins of the whole church were put away by one pure, holy sacrifice. And then this truth, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will be looking for that mercy, friends, as we continue here below. It is an experience, friends, that we shall know every day of our lives, this mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, and looking for this mercy. And I take this word and use it as Jesus being the shepherd of his sheep. I think that is where this mercy is found, because here is the absolute care of the church. You see, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for us. And he does, doesn't he, dear friends? Jesus cares for his sheep. Not the hireling, nor he'll run away from the sheep. But Jesus is the good shepherd. And he knows his sheep, you see. And casting all your care upon him, looking for his mercy every day, do we not cast all our care upon him every day? Yes, dear friends, such is our need of him. You know, we do need to cast our care upon him. so many things needful to us here below. But may we know what it is to come to Jesus, cast them all at his feet, and help him, and ask him to help us, friends, in all our cares. And then looking for this mercy in this way, that he supplies all our needs here below, doesn't he? Everything we need comes from Jesus. And friends, he will supply all our needs, looking for the mercy, you see, of the Lord Jesus Christ. My God shall supply all your need. And this is our mercy today. He will. And then also looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is it, friends, that will keep us and protect us and defend us? Not ourselves, dear friends. We are poor, weak worms of the earth. But it is Jesus, friends. He will keep us. He will preserve us. It will put a wall of fire round about us and be the glory in the midst. It will be the wall, friends, of his love and the wall of his mercy, the wall of his grace, the wall of faith, you see. He will keep us and protect us because none shall be plucked out of his hand. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people. Henceforth and forevermore. And then, friends, he is the shepherd that is guiding us. Isn't it his gracious hand that has brought us thus far? How true it is, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, we might be able to reflect for a moment, whose hand is it, friends, that has brought us thus far? Who is it that has borne us up and carried us? Who is it indeed that has gone before us in the way? It was a special truth, the cloud by day and a fire by night, guiding and leading the children of Israel through that barren wilderness. Well, it was a type of Jesus, the shepherd. You see, when the cloud rose and went to the front of the camp, then the children of Israel followed him. Are we following Jesus, dear friends? You see, he's guiding us. And the word informs us that the Lord shall guide thee continually. And he will, dear friends, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in every part of our lives, dear friends, this mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then unto eternal life. We have so many tokens given to us of eternal life. We have Jesus, dear friends. He is our forerunner, who hath for us entered. Yes, and the church will follow him. They will follow him. And this is our mercy today. Every way and path that the church will be brought to pass through here below, Jesus has gone before. And friends, the church are following him. And we are able to look for that city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You know, this is the blessing that we have. And there is another word in Titus in respect of this truth. He says, looking for that blessed hope. Have we got, friends, this hope? Looking for this hope? It's in Jesus and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Friends, I go to prepare a place for you, said Jesus. And he has prepared that place. The dying thief rejoiced in it, dear friends. All his pain and sorrow were eased for a little while. His hope was fixed upon paradise. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. The third heavens, dear friends, and that is the rest that the Lord has prepared for his people. And may our poor souls be brought more and more to rest upon those things that Jesus has prepared for us, and that we shall be with him where he is. I went to the Harpenden home about 2 weeks ago now. And there was a dear old lady there. She wanted the Lord to tell her that heaven was her rest. Yes, she was a godly woman, a blessed woman, you see. And she wanted the Lord to speak another word to her poor soul, that heaven was her eternal rest. Well, sometimes you might forget, dear friends, we've got tokens every day of heaven. We've got tokens every day of heaven, dear friends. Under the word of his truth, thou hast the words of eternal life. You see, tokens of heaven. And then, dear friends, we have the token of heaven as Jesus is that one through the cross that has made a way for us. And every time we hear and receive the gospel, we have the blessing of it. And then in our prayers and in our petitions, dear friends, the Lord hears our prayers and our petitions. We come to the throne of grace, dear friends, and he hears us where he is. And friends, are we not going to come to that place, dear friends? We call upon him at the throne of grace now. But friends, we're going to come to that place where he's heard our prayers and petitions. We have many tokens in the way. May the Lord bless us with these words. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £645, and on Monday for the Bethesda Short Stay Fund to £776, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, there will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Pickett, as Mr. Field is ill, and Mr. Ashby is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. And there will be reading services next Lord's Day. Hymn 787. Come, poor sinners, come away. In meditation sweet, let us go to Golgotha and kiss our Saviour's feet. Let us in his wounded side wash till we every whit are clean. That's the fountain opened wide for filthiness and sin. 787.
that we do pray, bless the services of thy house this day and all that we have attended to in thy name. Pray thy name shall indeed have all the glory and the praise. Pardon all that has been amiss and sinful with us. Help us now to remember thee as we come to the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, the greatness of our salvation through the blood of the dear Redeemer. Take us to our homes in peace and safety. Be with us, Lord, in every part of our lives. Go before us in each and every untrodden step of the way. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.